Oh, guys, you're going to love this one. This is a great one. What do you call an elephant on the North Pole? Huh? What do you call him? Lost. Oh, stop everything. Laughing leprechauns, quickly, take up your positions. Remember, you only laugh when you hear a funny joke. Right now, alarms are ringing throughout the country. The people of Ireland are ready to talk to the man himself. No, not Joe Dovey, Santa Claus. If we get three gongs, I can make that call. Fingers crossed. One. Two. Three. Ooh, you know what that sound means? It's time to contact Santa at the North Pole. And I'm going to use now my very old telly TV. What's a telly TV? Do you know what a telly TV is? A telly TV is a telephone on top of a TV. A telly TV. It's very old-fashioned, has a rotary dial. And it sits on top of the television, and it means that when I make the connection, I can actually see and hear everything even before Santa picks up the phone. It's amazing! And boys and girls, what you should do is get your mum and your dad, or your gran and your granddad, whichever adult is with you, to actually draw a picture of a telly TV with the old-fashioned telephone and the old-fashioned TV, and you can see how good they are at art. All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm firstly going to pick up the handset, and I place the handset to my ear, and then I listen for the dial tone. Now I'm just going to put my finger in the little hole, and I turn the dial on the first number, and then the next number is a number 2, and then I turn the next number, that's a number 7, and the next number, oh, I can't tell you that number, and then there's another number down there, it's a number 9, I can't tell you that other number there. I can't give out Santa's number, it's a private number, he only gives it to me on Christmas Eve, so I'm just dialing away, and the final number then is 0, and I'm rotating clockwise, and I move it all the way around until my finger touches the metal stop, and then I let it swing all the way back around, and then I take my fingers out. So I've dialed all the numbers, and I'm just waiting. It takes a couple of seconds to make the connection because the North Pole is thousands and thousands of kilometres away from Ireland. It's right up there at the very top of the earth, and I'll bet it's freezing up there today. Freezing. It's probably so cold you could freeze water by just simply throwing it in the air. What temperature is it? Let me have a little look at my special North Pole thermometer. Oh yeah, minus 27 degrees Celsius. That is cold. Oh, got a connection. It's ringing. It's ringing. Yeah, are we getting a picture on the TV? Oh, fantastic. I've got a great picture. It's so white. All the ice, I can see all the ice through the clouds. I think I can see something. It couldn't be the reindeer, could it? Yes, the reindeer are feeding outside. Oh, do you know the names of the reindeer? There's Dasher. There's Dancer, I can see Dancer. Prancer, Vixen. There's Rudolph, I can see his bright red nose. And who's that coming out of the house? It's Santa Claus. Santa! Santa! Go in and answer your phone, Santa. Oh, I hope he hears the phone ringing. Oh, he's walking back in, boys and girls. He's going back into the house. I think he's going to answer any minute now.
Hello, North Pole. Santa Claus speaking.
Hello, Santa. It's Derek here. How are you?
Oh, Derek, my old pal. Well, Derek, what do you call a leprechaun who gets sent to jail?
A leprechaun that gets sent to jail? I've no idea what you call a leprechaun that gets sent to jail, Santa.
Well, Noel asked me to ask you, and he said it's called a leprechaun.
You've even got the leprechauns laughing. Oh, that's fantastic, Santa.
Oh, bless my beard and whiskers. Is it Christmas Eve already, Derek?
It is, Santa. And you see, I've got all the leprechauns. Can you see me? I'm using the old telly TV here in the studio.
Oh, yes, I see you're using the old black and white telly TV there in the studio. Now, you could have Skyped me, you know, Derek.
But, I never thought of that,
well,
Santa.
Well, no, that's quite all right. No, I'm delighted to be able to speak to you on the old Teletubby television telephone.
Telephone thing,
yes,
TV thing.
Where you are, it's the telly on your side. It's the tubby on my side. So we've got a telly tubby between us.
Oh, Santa, will you stop? You'll have those laughing all the time, the leprechauns. Because they're in the studio here. When the boys and girls phone in today, yes, and they tell Santa a joke, if it's funny, they're going to laugh.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yes, indeed. Because, you know, all of the elves here are working very, very hard. And if you told them 50 jokes in a row, they still wouldn't laugh because they're so busy.
Oh, my God, are they busy?
Yes, they're very, very busy. Yes.
And can I tell you, Santa?
Yes, go ahead.
This year, we've been very, very busy here, too. Because we've been going all around the country recording boys and girls who want to send a special message to you. So should we start with one today?
Well, whatever you like, Derek. Yes, a special message, yes.
Hi, Santa. My name is Sean Cunningham. I am from Limerick. I live with my mom, Mary, and my dad, Kieran, and my little sister, Emily. What I really like about Christmas is seeing my grandparents and cousins, and of course, my school holidays. Santa, I really hope you are bringing presents to my little sister Emily and me, Fionn Cunningham. Santa, I have a joke for you. What did the Christmas cake say to the knife? Do you want a piece of me?
Oh, that's very good, Fionn. Well done. It sounds like he was on a farm, Santa, doesn't it?
Well, it sounds like those leprechauns, Derek. They're enjoying themselves dancing around the pot of gold, you know. But all of the elves up here haven't got time to be dancing around. Well, not until after 6 o'clock, anyway, when I head out from the North Pole. And you know, Derek, when you phone me up at this time of the day, I always think that it's time to put the lighted candle in the window. Is that right?
It is. I always put the lighted candle in the window, I have to say. It's something we always do on Christmas Eve, Santa.
Yes, I know what we are. Yes, do we hang up our stockings and we make a wish?
Well, of course we hang up our stockings at Christmas. How else would Santa leave a surprise? But before that, what else do we do, Santa?
Oh, ho, ho, silly me, Derek. Now, here it is on the top of my list. Number one, say hello to all of the children. Hello, boys and girls. This is Santa Claus here, and I hope you're looking forward to lots of hours of fun.
Oh, hurry, Santa. You almost got it in one. So, are you ready, Santa, to read out all the letters and cards and talk to some of your callers on the phone?
Oh, I'm as ready as a man in red can ever be ready, Derek.
Well, let me first of all tell people at home, mams and dads, help the boys and girls get in touch today by texting only 51551. 51551. Are you ready, Santa? 51551. That's the text message. That's all you have to do. And remember, we received thousands, Santa, because we sent them all to you, thousands upon thousands of letters and emails prior to today, and you're going to get it through as many as you can.
Well, I've sorted them all out as best I can, but you never know. But may I just say to the boys and girls, don't worry if you don't hear your letter or card read out today, because Santa has a list of them all, and I've read them all, and I know exactly what you want, and I will be bringing it tonight.
And we'll say a big hello and a happy Christmas to everybody collectively, will we, Santa, for all the ones we might miss?
Yes,
okay,
indeed.
So 1, 2, 3, Santa, go!
A big hello and a happy Christmas from Santa Claus and all at the North Pole.
Okay, Santa, now, I think we should close the door. Your door is still open. It's very, very breezy. So, can you do it? Santa.
Oh, that's much better.
Oh, it feels much warmer in here now, too.
Yes, indeed. Yes, that's an awful lot better, you know. Minus 27, you said, Derek.
Minus 27?
Minus 27. Oh, yes. You know, if you spilled a cup of coffee, it would have turned into a very nice little ice coffee drink before it hit the ground. Isn't that right?
Anyway, let's start off with some letters, Santa, from the Lucky Dip. And first out of the mailbag is, ta-da, James Finnegan from Termin Feckin. Come on, the Feckins, is what they shout up there to the football team. You know
right?
That. In County Louth. Oh, yeah. Aini Nilana told me that years ago. That's where she's from. James is three and would love a pirate ship. Arrgh. To sail on the high seas when he's leaving his bath. Which reminds me, Santa, have you seen the big head of lettuce that is floating around in the Arctic Ocean?
A big head of lettuce? No, Derek. Well, there's plenty of polar bears and seals, but there's no lettuce.
Well, watch out for it, Santa, because scientists think it could just be the tip of the iceberg? Would you get it sometime?
Iceberg and lettuce. Very good, Derek. That's a little gem of a joke. And an ice start to the day.
Oh, very funny. Anyway, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Santa. And I'm sure the boys and girls will have lots of jokes and riddles for you when they text us on 51551.
And I look forward to hearing them all. Just like Evelyn Ann Lydon is looking forward to hearing Ding-a-ling-a-ling on Christmas morning, because Evelyn would like a new bell for her scooter, as well as a Barbie princess. Evelyn and her sister Kira will be staying in Granny and Granddad's house in Cork. And Kira would like some VTech stuff and ask me to bring something for her little brother. And the girl sent us a lovely drawing of a robin redbreast sitting on a nest in a winter wonderland.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Oh, it's a lovely picture, yes.
And yeah, that's isn't that what they used to call the postmen years ago? In Victorian times.
What was that?
Robin Redbreasts.
I never knew that. It's...
Well, you learn something new every day, Santa.
Certainly did, yes.
But that's where the idea of the robin comes from at Christmas time, from the postman who used to deliver mail in Britain on Christmas Day. And they wore red uniforms.
Oh, yes.
And they became known as Robin Redbreasts.
And is that where Round Robin came from?
As possibly as well.
Very, very good.
Anyway, more wonderful pictures here, Santa. And these are from the MacDonald children, Anne, Rachel and Jill, who live in Derrentaney House, Hill of the Down, County Meath. And Anne would like lots of makeup and Daddy's old iPhone 6. I'm not sure that you can actually do that. Anyway, better have a word with Daddy about phones. Otherwise, poor old Santa could get nicked for having stolen property. Anyway, Rachel sent a short list and it includes a book, some sweets and a surprise. And you could double up on those, Santa, because Rachel's sister, Jill, has those items on her list as well as Cheeky Monkey and loads more.
Oh, 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 Derek, I've just loads of plenty of Cheeky Monkeys here at the North Pole, and most of them are the young elves, like Noel, my helper. But don't you worry, Jill. I'll make sure that your monkey is a proper Cheeky Charlie.
Get the last of your Cheeky Charlies. Janie, Max, Santa, that brings me back memories of Moore Street in Dublin on Christmas Eve. The last minute shopping and the last bus home. Get the last of your Cheeky Charlies. Do they say that anymore on Moore Street? Does anybody know? Will you text 51551? Are they still selling Cheeky Charlies?
If there's Cheeky Charlies available, I'm sure they are. You know, you should write a song about that egg, like Shane McGowan, and call it The Fairy Tale of Dublin. And I'm sure, yes, it would be very, very good. You could sing it along with Sinead, I think, or maybe Aineen Ilona and yourself could do a duet. Now, I'm sure that Sammy, who lives with Jill, Rachel and Anne, would love it. Hello, Sammy! And a big hello also to Sophie and Imogen Fitzpatrick, who are coming home from London to be with their granny and granddad in Kilcullen, County Kildare. And I'm sure that Sophie and Imogen will be visiting their cousin Fia Jones, who lives in Kilcullen. Now, I see that the McKenna children, that's Malachy, Ava and Ewan, who live in Old Town Mill, Selbridge, are still sending their letters to Santa Claus by chimney post. And with stamps costing a whole euro each, that's not a bad idea in this day and age. Oh, I'm told that Malachy is already in secondary school. Oh my, where does all the time go? As the man said when the clock fell down the wishing well. Ava is 10 and getting better every day at the piano. And Ewan is 7 and can read the news as good as Brian Dobson, but he's not too happy about getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Brian Dobson isn't happy about getting up at 6 in the morning.
No, no, it's Ewan McKenna.
Oh, I see Ewan McKenna.
Oh, yes, but he doesn't have to read the news.
Ewan McKenna's a sports journalist. Is this a different Ewan McKenna?
It's a different Ewan McKenna. Oh, I know the Ewan McKenna you're talking about. He lives in Brazil.
He used to live in Athy.
He did, that's right, and he's a very, very good journalist. I heard him on the radio there about 2 weeks ago. He was talking about a book or something. Well, I'm sure it'll be early to bed tonight in the McKenna household, and maybe, just maybe, I'll bring you all of those sweets.
Oh, time to get the candles and the birthday cake, Santa, because Oscar Clines will be 1 year old tomorrow, so a double celebration for Oscar on Christmas Day.
So I'm going to sing Happy Christmas Birthday to you.
Happy Christmas Birthday to you. Happy Christmas Birthday, dear Oscar. Happy Christmas Birthday to you.
Oscar would like some Dublo or Dublo, please, Santa, and a little surprise for his birthday.
Yes, and you know Dublo is Lego for small babies.
Is it?
And I'm sure that I can manage that. Now I hope the boys and girls of Wexford are listening in, especially William and Zach Foxton, Rebecca, Alan, Stephen and Nicole O'Connor, Dylan and Tommy O'Loughlin, and Ella May and Jack White, because I'll be flying over Cahor after midnight, so watch out for the lights in the sky.
And you watch out for the wind turbines, Santa. There's plenty of wind turbines there.
Yes, they're down near the marshlands in Cahor, and they're well lit up, Derek, so I'm sure that Rudolph will avoid them.
Well, there's no avoiding the fact that our telephone switchboard is well lit up with calls and texts from boys and girls who'd like to speak to Santa, and we'll take some of your calls in a moment. Remember, the text number is 51551, all right?
Oh, well, now, Derek, I've got a request to mention that the boys from Belvedere College are holding a sleepout, and they've been on the street outside the GPO and the Bank of Ireland, I think it is, since Friday the 22nd, and they finished their sleepout this evening on Christmas Eve at 6 p.m, and they're doing the sleepout in order to raise funds for the Peter McVerry Trust, Home Again and Focus Ireland. And last year, Derek, how much do you think they raised?
Oh, I'd have to think about that, Santa. Was it 10 euro?
Oh, no, Derek, a lot more than that.
Was it 20 euro?
No. Multiply it by 100 and then again.
So, it was 30,000 euro.
They earned 225,000 euro for the homeless people. Oh, yes, indeed.
That's an amazing charity, an amazing cause.
It's a very, very good cause.
Very important nowadays.
Support them sleeping out on the street there.
You must think of everybody. Santa, will you take a phone call from somebody?
Well, I will indeed, yes. I'll take a phone call, yes.
Sam. Hello, Sam.
Oh, hello. Is that Sam, my lady?
Yeah.
Hello, Sam. Now, I know that you're 5, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, now tell me. What?
Hello, Santa.
Oh, I'm very, very well, Sam. Tell me this, Sam. What were you doing in Ralph the Reindeer a week ago?
We were singing.
Yeah, what were you singing?
We were singing some of the Ralph the Reindeer songs.
Oh, yes. Now, I might listen to one of those later. And what else were you doing in Ralph the Reindeer? What was it exactly?
It was about Ralph the Reindeer.
And who is Ralph the Reindeer?
One of my friends in school.
Oh, and he's a reindeer, is he? And does he wear a school uniform?
His name is called Sam.
Yes. Yes, tell me more about him.
Okay, so... And he's friends with me.
Is he friends with you? That's very, very good. Tell me, have you seen the new Star Wars film? And if you have, tell me all about it.
I didn't really see all of it.
Oh, you didn't see all of it. Tell me this, Sam. What is it about you and big sausages? You love big sausages, isn't that right?
Yeah.
And what about scary monsters? Tell me what you think of scary monsters.
I think they might be scary.
Oh, they're very scary. Scary monsters are always scary.
Of course they are. Now, Sam, I know that you were in Ralph the Reindeer. Can you describe to me what sort of a costume you were wearing?
I was wearing a reindeer costume.
And what does that look like?
I was wearing a nose and a tail.
Very good.
Now, and a nose.
And a nose. Now, you said that you were singing reindeer songs. Could you sing a little reindeer song for Santa Claus now?
Okay.
Off you go.
Okay. Do you want me to sing a joke?
Oh, tell us a joke. That'd be great.
Joke, that'd be even better. Because
and Sam, if your joke is really good, the leprechauns will laugh. So tell your joke.
Okay, so two ducks went to the North Pole. One said, hurry up. And the other said, I go and crack as I can.
Oh, very, very good. I'm going as quack as I can. Bye-bye, Sam.
Bye-bye, Sam.
And I'm sure I'll shop something very, very nice for you tonight.
Happy Christmas.
Yes, indeed.
Hi, Santa. I'm Rebecca. I'm 6 years old, and I live in Sandyford with my mama, who is called Sinead. The thing I like most about Christmas is that I get to have presents and I get to go down to my nan and granddad's old house and get to have new treats for my Christmas stockings. But you only get presents if you're good, and I was very good this year. Please, can you put me on the nice list to Santa Claus? Merry Christmas, everybody!
Hello, I'm Charlie Ted, and I'm 6 and a half, and I live in Rathfarnham. I love Christmas because you get presents. Santa, I hope you bring me a Power Ranger movie. This is a joke for Christmas. Santa, what's the name of the Santa who gives presents to the cats? Santa Claus.
About things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true?
And you can text 51551 if you've got a little joke for Santa, because Santa loves to hear your jokes. So text. Are you ready, Santa? We're going to do it together.
Yes.
Text
51551.
Oh, we do it together this time, Santa.
51551. Very good.
Yes, you can text 51551. Lots of text messages coming in. Hi, Derek. Can Santa say happy birthday to Hannah O'Donnell? Okay, Santa, will you say happy birthday?
Happy birthday to Hannah O'Donnell.
Guess how old she is, Santa?
Oh, I think she's about 7.
And guess when her birthday is?
Oh, tomorrow.
How do you know all of this stuff, Santa?
Well, now, Derek, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't know.
You're fantastic.
Well, thank you very much.
And can you say hello to Ava, who's 7?
Hello, Ava.
And Fiona, who's 11?
And hello, Fiona, who's 11.
And guess where they are now, Santa? Guess where they are?
They're driving home for Christmas.
Are they driving to the East Coast or the West Coast?
I'd say they're driving to the West Coast.
And which county are they going to be in?
I'd say, now, let's see, the West Coast of Galway, of course.
I think you know everything. Is there nothing you don't know, Santa?
Well, yes, I don't know what's going to happen next, Derek.
And they say, Nullag Hona, Daddy na Nullag.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Gonna be a mahagotha.
And they say, have very happy Christmas to my darling grandchildren, Dunica and Sive in Hoth, and Finn and Isabel in Brisbane, Australia. Love Granny and Mick. So how do you say hello to everybody and happy Christmas in Australia, Santa?
Happy Christmas to everybody down there in Australia, and be sure to wear your bathing togs tonight, because I believe that there's a heat wave there. I know that I never take off my red coat when I'm going through Australia, because, you know, the immigration people are very, very tough.
Sure,
and unless they know that it's Santa Claus, they've a good... They might even hold me up, Derek.
They might hold you up. No, you can't be held up. You're too important to be held up. Tell me, Santa, now. Now, come on. Do you sleep with your red coat on?
No, Derek. No, I have pyjamas with holly on them.
Are they red?
Well, no, they're green with holly and red berries.
Where do you have the holly?
Well, I have on my pocket, Derek.
On your pocket. Oh, all right. Yes, very good. All right, dear Santa, Brona and Keelan are wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Is somebody sending Merry Christmas to you? And they're wondering if they are on the nice list. They wish you a safe journey tonight. They hope you drop into their house in Wexford. Are they on the nice list?
Well, yes. I think I told you this before many years ago, Derek. There's no naughty list at all. That's only in a song. That's in a pop song. You better watch out. You better not shout. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah.
No, because children are not naughty. Children just make little mistakes. And if they say they're sorry after they make a mistake, then they're not on the naughty list at all.
Oh.
Because they're always very nice. But just remember to say sorry after you've made a mistake.
Say sorry. It's very important
always
to say sorry and
always
be good to mom and dad, because they're very good to you.
Yes, they are indeed.
And they do everything for you.
For goodness sake. Oh, you better not shout. You better not cry. You better not shout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, we never get the program. Oh, Santa, will you bring me a singing voice for Christmas?
I will, yes, indeed.
Thank you very much.
I'll bring you a nice singing voice. Yes.
You have loads of messages in front of you now, Santa.
I have indeed, yes. Hi, Santa. My name is Finnegan Blomquist, and I was born in San Francisco. Is that right? Oh, I left my heart in San Francisco, but I'm living in Dublin now. I have a sister called Sadie and lots of cousins, Julian, Lauren, Pather, Imogen, Cleona, Tig, and Sive. And we've been good all year. All you've got to do is just ask the Robins and they'll tell you. Oh, yes, indeed, they've told me.
Gold
stars all round for being good, and a remote helicopter for Finnegan, surprises for Sadie, and something squeaky and chewy for Louis the dog. Now, a big North Pole hello to Aveen Murphy and Bray. Aveen listens every year and she just can't wait for Santa Claus to say Pula Fuka Dam.
Pula Fuka Dam, Santa.
So I'll say it again. Pula Fuka Dam.
Pula Fuka Dam, Santa.
Hello, Aveen, Sister Cleaver, and Mam and Dad, Colm and Anne. And another shout out for the Shelleys, who have... Who have we got now? Oh, yes, yes, babies Michaela and Richard. Big boys Josh and Liam, and Nana, Margaret, and Grandad Michael. And you know, I think I spoke to Josh and Liam last Christmas.
Did you?
The air. I think I did. I might even do it again this year. You never know, because I know that they've been very good boys. And when they're in Nana Margaret's house, they sleep upstairs.
Upstairs, Santa?
Upstairs.
Is that higher than upstairs?
That's so high, they're almost in the clouds.
Oh, wow.
Hello up there. Can
Hello
you hear
up
me
there?
Up there?
Who's upstairs? Up there?
Oh.
Be careful up there.
Hello to Sean Fox, Mooney in Talla, and his big brother Mark. Mark used to be a baby, but not anymore. No, because he's 22 now. So happy birthday, Mark, and to Mam and Dad, Lorraine and Mikey, who love you both very much indeed, and you love them too. Oh, and I can't forget Ellie and Jacob, because they're a big part of the family too. Hello, Ellie and Jacob, and all of their out there, their pets, their dogs, and they're not allowed in the house normally, but maybe just once over Christmas. And what about the dinosaurs? Oh, no, Mark, I'm not talking about the Liverpool football team. Sean's dinosaurs. He's a great man, as Sean. Happy Christmas to all and all. Now, Dorothy Powell in Gurchin County, Sligo, has been listening to Santa on the radio since the first broadcast from the North Pole in the last century.
Oh, oh wow.
Oh, yes, I remember it well. Noel had to stand on a block of ice to reach up to the microphone, and then his teeth started chattering away like castanets. Dorothy would like Santa to say hello to our nieces and nephews, Noah, Evan and Lisa Powell, cousins Ollie, Cora and Abby Crine, and of course Pádraig, Connor and Ailish Tahani. Staying in Sligo, it's a big hello to a new baby, and that baby is Molly Mahidi, who arrived in November, much to the delight of Amanda and Declan, and they're looking forward to Molly's first Christmas in Carron Temple.
And it's the first Christmas for baby Lola Callahan, who will be in Kerry with Ian and Claire, staying with grandparents Sheila. Or it is Sheila, isn't
Sheila,
it? And,
yes.
And Donny in Castle Island. Lola hopes Santa will call to cousin Zach. How would you pronounce Caleb? Is it Caleb or Celeb? Caleb?
I think it's Caleb.
Caleb
yes,
or Caleb. Caleb and Adam in Kimmage. And Lola would like a cuddly toy and some GAA stuff.
And I'm not sure which football team Lola supports, so I'll bring two jerseys just in case. One for Dublin and one for Kerry, and let Lola decide for herself.
Oh, tough one, Santa. I know Dublin have played Mayo in the last three All-Irelands, but Kerry and Dublin matches always have that extra spectacle.
Sparkle even, Derek. And if it's sparkle you want, Derek, just look at this card from the Kelleher family in Shellington Road, Shankill, County Dublin. More sparkle than you'd see in Tinseltown during a fireworks display. And I'm sure that Faye and Charlie are looking forward to Santa's visit tonight. And Santa's looking forward to a slice of Grandma Annie's Christmas cake. Oh, forget Mary Berry's bake-off with all of her soggy bottoms. Annie's cake takes the biscuit every time.
Oh, Santa, Moira has been on to say, hello, Derek, I'm 64 and never miss this programme.
Well, aww. I know that, Moira.
Isn't that lovely?
That is very, very nice, Moira.
And Anne Byrne in Sycamore Road in Dublin is something of a cake expert, Santa.
Oh, yes.
Especially when it comes to baking a mouth-watering lemon. I can't say it, Santa. A lemon
drizzle cake.
A drizzle cake is a...
Oh,
okay,
yes.
How... A lemon
drizzle cake.
Drizzle
cake. You have to leave the cake out when it's raining lemons.
No, oh.
That's how you make a lemon drizzle cake.
Anne wants to know, what is the best thing to put in a Christmas cake, Santa?
Oh, dearie me, Derek, I've no idea. What is the best thing to put into a Christmas cake?
Your teeth!
Oh, very good, very
Even
good.
Even the laughing leprechauns like that one.
Oh, I'm sure they did. Thank you for the riddle, Anne. And I'll be sure to call to you and your... Oh, I can hear the diddly idols now, Derek.
Oh, they're the leprechauns.
Oh, they are indeed. I'll be sure to call to you and your good friends, the Hogarty children. They are John, Oisín, and Little Hugh. So surprises all round, and a new cake tin for Anne to make a drizzle cake.
Now, Santa, lots of callers for you. Are you ready, Santa?
I am indeed, yes.
We go to the first caller, and I think it's Evie and Orla. Is that Evie or Orla? Hello?
Hi.
Oh, it's the two of you. Oh, my goodness. Evie and Orla, say hello to Santa, quick.
Hello.
Hi, Santa.
Hello, Evie and Orla. Who am I speaking to first?
Evie.
Evie. Right, Evie. Tell me this. What would you like Santa Claus to bring you?
Shoes.
Shoes? Very good. And tell me this. What did you do in school before you left for this for the Christmas holidays?
We had a party.
A party? Oh, yes, and what was at the party?
Sweets, and Santa came and gave us a selection box.
And what did you get from Santa? A selection box?
Yeah.
Yes. And tell me this now. Who did the decorations in the house?
My family.
And tell me all about them. Where did you put the Christmas tree?
I put it in the sitting room.
And what's it like?
It lights up.
Oh, does it? What colours does it light up?
Every colour changes.
It changes in every colour. And tell me this, Evie, do you have a joke for Santa Claus?
Who hides in the bakery on Christmas?
Who hides in the bakery on Christmas? Would it be a little mouse?
No, mince.
Spies. Oh, mince spies. Oh, very, very good. Very good. I like that. Yes. And is your sister there?
Yeah.
Would she like a word with Santa Claus?
Hi, Santa.
Hello there. Tell me all about yourself.
I'm Orla. I'm from Dublin.
Yes.
And I'm in Donegal for Christmas with my granny.
Oh, well, tell me what it's like in Donegal today.
Rainy and wet.
Rainy and wet, is it? And what would you like Santa Claus to bring you?
Man United clothes.
Man United, very, very good. And tell me this, what's your favourite Christmas pantomime?
What's my favourite Christmas what?
Pantomime. Have you been to the pantomime?
Cinderella.
Tell me all about Cinderella.
It's very good.
Very, very good. And do you know any songs from a pantomime, or can you sing for Santa Claus?
No, I can give you a joke.
Oh, do, please do, yes.
What's the best Christmas present in the world?
The best Christmas present in the world? Oh, let me see. A piece.
No, a broken drum. You just can't beat it.
Oh, very good, very good. Bye-bye, Evie and Orla. Very good. A broken drum, you can't beat it.
One time I heard noises on the roof and I went down to check and I opened the door and Santa was there and he nearly caught me, but he didn't. I'd be on the naughty list forever.
I needed to go down to get a drink and I seen him pulling out all my stuff and I said, Santy, 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 Santy. And he went, ho, ho, ho. And he gave me an extra load of presents. So I'm wondering I can catch him this year.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise. Simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it.
Once I had to put someone in the naughty list, then you don't get presents. If you don't do your homework, then you will go in the naughty list. But if you just forgot, then you will still get the gifts.
There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free. If you truly wish to be.
I wonder if that movie gonna be on over Christmas. I really hope it is. Willy Wonka.
Oh,
I
yes.
Just love Willy Wonka.
But there's only one Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
And that's the original Willy Wonka.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, because I didn't like Johnny Depp as Willy Wonka. He was far too scary.
Oh, yeah.
No, no, no. You have to have Gene Wilder.
His character was too Depp.
His character was
too Depp.
Yes, he was.
He was in Depp.
He was. He was too Depp altogether.
Yeah, but I saw the musical a few times in London, Santa.
Is that right?
And it's one of the best musicals. And I believe it's going on tour. So, mams and dads, look out for it. If it comes this way, bring your loved ones to see it. Because you will love it. They will love it. Everyone is going to love it. It's amazing.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to seeing the Umpalumpas. Now, I hope you're listening in at Drum County Wicklow, because I know that baby Isabella has moved into her new home at Hillside and will be spending the first of many happy Christmases there with her daddy Martin and mammy Emily. Isabella hopes that Santa brings something magic and memorable to make this the best Christmas ever. I will indeed, Isabella. Isabella's new neighbours are the Heffernans, and they're looking forward to Santa's visit, especially little Joseph, who would like a surprise. And I see that my good friends Luke and Lily Fegan have surpassed themselves again with an enormous homemade Christmas card for Derek and Santa. Luke and Lily live in France, but the children will be spending Christmas in Dublin and would like to say Happy Christmas to all their family, friends and relations. Luke would like a rocket, and Lily hopes that Santa can bring a post office. It's the fourth time lucky for Dylan Gray, who lives in Bowden Wood, Rathfarnham. Dylan would like Power Rangers, and hello to the McMahon children in Dunconrath, Navan County, Meath. They're Liam, who is 5, and he would like a crane. Mariana's 4 and would like a doll. And baby Athon would like a surprise. Now, good old Desperate Dan. That was one of my favourite characters in the Dandy Dan.
Desperate Dan.
He made his own cow pies in a big tin bath, and he smoked dustbins full of household rubbish, just like that new incinerator down there in Dublin. Why are you asking about Desperate Dan, I say to myself. Is he on the phone?
No, Santa. Desperate Dan is not on the phone.
Oh, is he not?
They don't have phones yet in Cactusville. That's where Desperate Dan lives. They still use the telegraph like I'm using here.
Oh,
but I'm sure Rachel Regan in Ballinahow in Thurles in County Tipperary could tell us for sure, because Rachel is a big fan of the Dandy comic and would like the annual, please, Santa. So bring her the annual if you would.
I will indeed, yes.
Rachel plays the guess which instruments she plays. Come on now. Hurry up now.
The violin.
The violin.
And the mouth organ.
No.
The piano.
No, the piano, you're right.
Yes.
And I'd like some surprise, including something for Bonnie, her little dog.
No.
Bonnie has her own Christmas stocking, so you'll know where to leave her presents, Santa.
Oh, yes, indeed I will. I know Bonnie is a little cavachon, is that how you pronounce it?
Something like that, yeah.
Do you know, Derek, I've had so many requests to bring toys to pets this year. I'm known in the animal world as Santa Paws. So I hope that Emer Kilmartin's new doggy, Bailey, will know that I'm not a burglar. Emer is 9 and lives in Belfast, and she has 2 brothers, Shane and Aidan, and Emer would like some brave books and clothes. Emer's daddy wrote to me a lovely letter about the Christmases of long ago and listening to Santa on the radio. And I especially like the story about the sick lamb that was brought in from the fields to recover by the warmth of the range in the kitchen. Do you know, it's little acts of kindness like that that make Christmas very memorable.
Well, guess what, Santa?
Yes?
It's like surprise, surprise for you.
Oh, yes?
Yeah? We've got Emer on the phone.
Oh, you're joking.
No, I'm not joking.
Is that Emer?
Yeah.
Hello, Emer.
Hi, Santa.
I'm very, very well. Now, listen, tell me all about, tell me about where you are at the moment.
I'm in Belfast.
You're in Belfast. And what's it like in Belfast on Christmas?
It's quite cold.
Is it? Yes. Yeah. And would you like to perform a little song or play the tin whistle or something for Santa Claus?
Dancing Away in a Manger.
Oh, that lovely. Would be lovely.
Oh, that's one of my favourite songs of all time. Thank you very much. Away in a Manger.
Off you go.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus, asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love you, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my side until morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray.
That's a lovely song. Well done.
In your tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with you there.
That was very nice indeed, Eva. Thank you very much. And I'll be sure to bring you what you asked for. And hello to Daddy, and thank you for the very nice letter.
Now, Santa, we've got to say hello to Evian and Saoirse, and they're online too. So, Evian and Saoirse, hello.
Hi.
Hello, Evian. Is that Evian or Saoirse?
Evian.
Well, tell me all about yourself, Evian. What age are you, and where are you from, and what would you like from Santa?
I'm 8, and I'm from Dublin.
Oh, yes. And what would you like from Santa Claus?
Pardon?
What would you like Santa Claus to bring you?
Black neon, Mooty Heelys, and Lego Friends, and Our Generation doll.
Oh, very good. I'm sure I'll pack in all of those. Now, have you a little joke for Santa Claus? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, now.
What do you call a Labrador that can do magic?
A Labrador that can do magic. Doggy
does magic?
No, I don't know. Tell me what you call a Labrador.
A Labracadabrador.
Oh, that is very, very good. Labracadabrador. Oh, that is a very, very good joke indeed. Very good. Thank you very much.
And the leprechauns are still laughing, Santa.
Oh, they are.
They loved it.
They liked that.
That's a very good joke.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
And Saoirse's there now, Santa. You've got to talk to
Saoirse. Hello, Saoirse. How are you?
Hello.
What age are you? Yes, go on, Saoirse. Yes.
I'm 7.
7, yes. And what would you like Santa Claus to bring?
I'm from Dublin.
Yes, Saoirse, very good. And what... Have you got
I'd like from Santa Healy's A Generation Doll and a Lego Friends Lego.
A Lego Friends Lego. And have you got a joke for Santa Claus?
Pardon?
Have you got a little funny story or a joke for Santa Claus?
Yes.
Oh, well, tell me then.
Why did the cow cross the road?
Why did the cow cross the road? I don't have any idea. Why?
To get to the movies.
Oh, to get to the movies. Very good, Saoirse. Thank you very, very much. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye, Saoirse.
I like that we get to decorate the tree and my balcony and my house. I put lights and stickers at a sign that says, Santa, please stop here.
I wake up in the morning, I see all my presents and I get shocked. And then I open lots of them and then I just leave them at home. So then I get dressed, I go to my daddy's about till 5 and then I go home.
So I have Christmas dinner with my whole family. And we do a lot of fun things together as a family. Like play games and fun jokes.
I have to say, one of my favourite songs of the year. Brian Kennedy, who has a beautiful voice and the most appropriate voice, I think, at Christmas time. Well done, Brian. Lovely, lovely song. for Christmas. I think you're going to make a fortune out of it. Now, Santa, a very serious letter that requires a serious answer, and it's from Rory Buds, who lives in London and always listens to Santa, as there is no Santa or Father Christmas on the radio in the UK.
Well, do you know, Derek, if I broadcast to every country in the world on Christmas Eve, I'd never have time to deliver all of the presents. So what can I do for young Rory Buds?
Yeah, do broadcast to everybody in the world, Santa.
Oh,
here.
Yes, from RTE.
From RTE, we go around the world.
But that's right.
On the RTE.ie thingamajig.
Yes.
We stream it live. Anyway, it's a tough one, Santa. It's really a question for Sean O'Rourke or Mary Wilson, but Rory thinks that Santa will have the answer, and you're the only one I can trust.
Oh, dear, that sounds ominous.
It is ominous. Rory wants to know, Santa, does the Brexit vote mean that there will be no more Brussels sprouts in England this Christmas?
Oh, I think Rory's pulling your leg, Jerry. Oh, no, Brexit has nothing to do with Brussels sprouts. It's more of a carrot and stick agreement, Jerry.
I knew it was too good to be true, Santa. So Brussels sprouts are back on the table despite all the Brexit talks.
When it comes to Brussels sprouts, Derek, they haven't gone away, you know. Oh, but don't worry, Rory. I'll have a nice surprise for you and some books for your best friend, Mary McLennan.
Now, I hope you're happy with that, Rory. And from now until 3 o'clock, this is a Brexit and sprouts-free show.
And I'm sure that Fallon Lamb will be over the moon when he hears that news. Fallon is 6 years old and would love to talk to Santa Claus.
Well, you never know, Fallon. We will be going to our phone lines in just two shakes of a lamb's tail. And you could be one of the lucky ones. That number to text is 51551.
Oh, yes.
We'll do it together again, Santa.
Yeah. 51551.
No, hang on. We have to try it again, Santa. We're not very good at this.
No.
Are we going to say double or are we going to say 55?
Yes, 55.
55. Okay.
51551.
There you go. You text that number, give us your details, and then we'll try and call you back because we have an awful lot of callers to get through. All right, so we'll do our very best to do that. Well, Stephen and Tom Hoy in Castleknock in County Dublin, we're hoping that you could make a change to your list if it's not too late to ask.
Oh, yes, why?
You see, Stephen asked Santa for a Minecraft game.
Yes.
But then he got a free download with his Xbox and was hoping that you might bring a surprise instead.
Well, don't worry, Stephen. That's already taken care of, so the panic is over. And now you can look forward to a nice surprise tonight.
Nisha Gagan. Guess how old Nisha is, Santa? Come on, I want to test you
again.
I love testing you like this.
4 years of age.
Goodness, you knew that too. And Nisha lives, where does she live?
In Cork.
But can you guess what's coming next, Santa?
Nisha wants to know, does Santa know that Nisha will be in League Slip tonight and that's where to bring the presents?
Janie Mac, Santa, you got that in one.
Nisha will be staying with his gran and grandad in League Slip for Christmas.
Correct, Santa. And Grandad has asked Jimmy to give the chimney a good sweep so you can make a clean getaway tonight, Santa.
Oh, no,
you're killing me.
Oh, yes.
It's killing me, even the leprechauns like that one.
Oh, by the way, hello to Noober, and who lives in Basel, and to their little baby, Delic, and they listen to the show every year. So I hope you're listening over there in Basel.
I think they live in Brazil, Santa.
Oh, Brazil, is it? I thought it was Basel. Because,
sorry, Santa, it must be my handwriting.
Oh, yes, Basel. I thought that was in Switzerland.
Anyway, Santa, Nisha mentioned bog carrots.
Yes.
Which reminds me of a good joke I heard recently.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Why, are you ready for this one, Santa?
Yes.
Why was the snowman rummaging through a big bag of carrots?
I have no idea, Derek. Why was the snowman rummaging in the carrots?
He was picking his nose.
Oh, that's terrible, Derek, but I know what you mean. Oh, very good. I'm sure that Hannah and Maddie, who live in Skerries, and Rosa and Harry enjoyed that, and I'm sure that little Luke Hensey from Ranelagh in Dublin can't wait to tell that joke to his cousin Leila and his pals Jimmy and Grace O'Malley, who live in Westport. Luke has an astonishing astonishing amount of teddy bears, but there's always room for one more bear, isn't there? Now, Layla has been a big fan of Paddington Bear ever since she first saw the first Paddington Bear film, and she's really excited about Paddington 2, and I'm not surprised because Paddington 2 was Santa's favourite film of the year. Layla and Luke would like some surprises and ask, could Santa please say hello to our Uncle Shane, who has gone from Fiji to Australia, and would you wish a Merry Christmas to Ali's family who live in Zanzibar?
Oh, Zanzibar!
And please call to Luke's granddad, Jose Luis, who lives in Tenerife.
Tenerife.
And to granddad John, who is in the kitchen.
That's where granddad John belongs.
Yes.
Now that's what you call an extended family, Santa.
Oh, very good.
And guess who will be following your every move as you fly around the world? An Oct.
Oh, well, I know that Dara Tobin, who is 12, will be setting up his very own Santa tracker on his laptop. And Dara and his sister, Clodagh, who is 7, live in Donabate Village in County Dublin. Their cousins, Niamh O'Scanoyle, will be 3 on the 28th of December. Happy birthday. And Niamh's brother, Tig, is 4. Cousin Ryan has moved into a beautiful new home in Dunshaughlin, County Meath. And Lismore, County Waterford, is where you'll find all the big cousins. Dara is in Mr. Madden's class in the Holy Faith Family School, and Clodagh is in first class in Donabate Portrane School. Books, Lego and dolls, please, Santa. And Teddy, our Jack Russell doggy, will be on his best behaviour when you call tonight.
Hi, Derek. A text message come in for Santa. Enjoying your show with Santa.
Yes.
We are on our way to Nanny's house in Antrim.
Oh.
Travelling from Cork.
That's
Can't wait to see the folks. Happy Christmas to you and Santa. Love from Paddy, Mary and Sean.
That's a very long journey from Cork to Antrim. I'm sure you'll be tired out by the end of that.
It's going to take about 10 minutes, that journey.
On the sleigh it would take 10 minutes.
How fast can the reindeer fly?
Almost at the speed of light, Derek, when they put their minds to it, you know. But I don't actually go that fast, just in case. You never know. Could cause a bit of a friction around.
Do you have to give them extra carrots to get them, you know, kind of all fueled up?
Oh, yes, and a bag of oats as well, Derek.
Oh, very good for you.
Oh, yes.
We certainly keep you on the move.
Oh.
The roughage, Santa, the roughage.
Oh, the roughage.
I love it. I love the laughing leprechauns. Joe is in Cork and he wants to say hello to Santa. He's on the phone.
He's not real.
Hello, Joe, down in Cork. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, what do you want to ask, Santa Claus?
Do your elves ever get eaten by polar bears?
Do the elves ever get eaten? No, because you see, the polar bears know the elves, and they get on very well with them. I mean, your own dog wouldn't bite you, would he? Because if he did, you'd have to get rid of him. So the polar bears know all of the elves, and they never bite them or eat them.
Okay.
And you know, we have a polar bear working in the post office up here. His name is Patsy the Polar Bear Postman, and he's very, very good too. Anything else you'd like to ask Santa Claus?
No, not really. But I have one joke.
Oh, yes. We love jokes. We love jokes. We love jokes. We love jokes. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
What do you get when you eat Christmas decorations?
When you eat Christmas... Oh, you wouldn't eat Christmas decorations.
Be very careful.
Oh, no. What do you get, Joe, when you eat Christmas decorations?
Tin slices.
Tin slices. Oh, very, very good.
This is better than Funny Friday.
Yes, indeed. Yes, and the jokes are almost as old.
Dear Santa.
Oh, dear, yes.
I've got one for you. I've actually got a joke for you if you want to hear my joke.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm not very good at telling jokes, but I'm going to try. It's a quick one for you, Santa. What is an ig?
An ig? Oh, I'm sorry, Derek. I've no idea what an ig is.
It's a house without a loo, Santa.
Derek, have you been pulling the Christmas...
Have I been pulling the Christmas crackers?
I think you have, yes yourself and those leprechauns there, yes.
I have indeed.
I think you're just testing them out to see if they'll go with the bang, Derek.
They will. Are we going to do a lucky dip, Santa?
I think so, yes. Bang on time for the lucky dip with these letters, and they're all from the Kingdom of Kerry. And first out of the bunch is from Mella Slattery in Doon Queen. Mella is 7 and her brother Otherin is 14. Mella plays the tin whistle and would love to play a tune for Santa. And you never know, Mella, if you're listening in, you might give us a call and play a tune for Santa, because I love to hear all of the tunes and the tin whistle that are played on St. Stephen's Day. And it would be wonderful if Oisin Fia and Fionn Spillane from Annascaul are free, they could join in the Renboy fun as well. I know that cousins Mark and Georgina Kavanagh and Millie and Lottie O'Sullivan are so excited about Santa's visit, they can hardly wait until I call tonight. Baby Quinn O'Donnell in Nottingham, England, was so excited about Christmas that he did something very special about it, much to the surprise of Quinn's mammy, Emer. His daddy, Paul, will explain it all in this letter. Now, I'm going to read it out. Oh, yes, this is from Quinn O'Donnell's daddy, Paul. I'm curious to know what happened. It says, Dear Santa, could you please say a big hello to the mighty Quinn, who is in the neonatal ward of QMC Hospital in Nottingham. Quinn wasn't supposed to be born until mid-March, but he got so excited about Christmas that he decided to arrive early. He is really looking forward to meeting all his relatives and friends in Ireland in the new year. Something soft and cuddly, please, Santa, for little baby Quinn, who's the best Christmas present that Paul and his mammy Emer could ever wish.
Ah, isn't that lovely, Santa? Tiny baby and two happy parents. It's the real meaning of Christmas.
It certainly is, Derek, and thank you to baby Quinn O'Donnell for reminding us.
My favourite things about Christmas is that Santa comes. He looks like fat and he has a beard. He has red clothes and black shoes.
When he leaves his house, he puts magic on the reindeer on the sleigh, and that's how he gets go up flying. He puts the bag at the back of the sleigh, goes down the chimney or goes through the window or the door,
and he brings his presents and we'll be happy.
It's not only about the presents, it's where that you see, you get to see a family, and it's Jesus' birthday.
Boney M, Santa. I bet you remember Boney M.
I do indeed, Derek. I remember the first time that that came out. Now, I believe you have somebody on the line.
We have got Dara and Clodagh on the line. Hello, Dara. Hello, Clodagh.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Dara and Clodagh, we've just read out your letters there, but can you tell me this? What would you like Santa to bring you again?
I like another Our Generation doll.
Yes.
And a surprise.
And a surprise, yes, indeed. And tell me this, what's your little dog's name?
Teddy.
Oh, yes. And what are you going to be doing for Christmas?
We're going to be going to our granny's.
Oh, tell me all
about it. And having dinner.
Yes, and where does granny live?
And our daddy was in hospital.
Oh.
And we're going to collect him today.
Oh, I'm very glad to hear that. And he's out of hospital and all better again. Out of hospital and all better again.
Yes,
indeed. Well, thank you very much, Dara and Clodagh, and I'm glad now that we got to read out your letters and we got to speak to you as well. Have you a song or a joke to tell Santa Claus? Yes, go ahead.
I have a song.
All right. Go.
And yes. A joke.
Yes.
A song and a joke.
Yes.
A soak.
Who brings presents to dogs?
Who brings Sandy Paws?
Yes.
And now for the song. Off you go with the song there.
It's one of my made up songs.
Oh yeah, we'll go ahead and sing it. Oh yes.
Feed the reindeers. Let them know it's Christmas time. Feed the reindeers. Let them know it's Christmas time. Feed the reindeers. Let them know it's Christmas time.
Oh, that was very, very good. I'm sure that Bob Geldof will be very, very worried that you've got a new number one. Bye-bye, Dara.
Not
bye,
only
bye.
Was the freedom taken from him, now his song has gone too.
Now his song is gone. Anyway, bye-bye, Dara.
Was Midgeur the one who wrote that song?
I think it was, Derek. Like Midgeur wrote right that song. Yes,
anyway, who are we going to talk to next? Mella. Hello, Mella.
Hello.
Hello, Mella. I hope that you've got your tin whistle. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, good girl. Now, give us a tune there before we do anything else, and then we'll have a chat with you, okay? Off you go. Very good. That's techno stuff, is it, from Doon Queen? Well, I'm looking forward to hearing you playing that tomorrow in the Wren Boys. Will you be going out in the Wren Boys? Not tomorrow.
No.
No, you're not going out. Where are you going on Stephen's Day?
What?
Whereabouts are you going on Stephen's Day?
Well, I'm going to be going to my granny's house.
Oh, very, very good. And I hope that you have a very nice time over Christmas. Bye-bye, and thank you for that little tune. And
now, I'm Santa, sure... we have a message here.
Yes?
And it's from Thomas and Hazel. Yes? You've got to say hello to Thomas and Hazel, but I bet any money you can't guess where they are.
Well, I think that they're down under somewhere, Derek, a long, long way away, beyond Australia, New Zealand.
Bray.
They're beyond, I think they're in New Zealand.
You're right.
Yes.
But any idea where in New Zealand, Santa?
Wellington.
No?
No, it's not Wellington. What's the other one?
Christchurch?
Christchurch.
Yeah, no, you're right, Santa. Even though I helped you.
Yes, you did.
You must get a bit confused, all those addresses you have
to
remember.
There was the earthquake in Christchurch there a while ago, I hope that they avoided that, yes.
So
and hello,
there.
Hello, yeah. By the way, to Harry and Daniel, who are in Boston
they're
as well.
They're in Boston, yeah.
Yes, indeed. And I'd like to say hello to Maya Byrne, because Maya has moved from Manchester to Nottingham. And Santa didn't forget where you were, because a robin told me where to find you tonight and where to leave your presents. Maya has been as good as gold all year and was a flower girl at Kieran and Michelle's wedding in November. In fact, Maya was so good at the job that her auntie Rachel would like Maya to be a flower girl at her wedding in Australia next year. And on her way to Australia, Maya is looking forward to paying a visit to Grandad John, Granny Layla, Auntie Vachu and all the Koshi family and relations in India. Bless my beard and whiskers, Maya. You're doing almost as much travelling around the world as Santa Claus or Granny Claire or Auntie Caroline. Maya would like Santa to bring her a toy kitchen with no fiddly bits so Daddy Adrian can assemble it on Christmas morning without waking Gayatri, because Mammy deserves her rest.
Okay, Santa, we've got a very special guest in the studio now, because everybody's wondering what the weather conditions are actually going to be like when you set off on your journey. So you're going to be going off in about 3 hours or thereabouts?
About 6 o'clock.
Six o'clock, so about 3 hours Irish time.
Yes,
isn't that correct?
Yes, that's
And how long is it going to take you to get around the world?
Well, just under 24 hours, Derek, depending on which way that the wind is blowing.
And do you suffer a lot from turbulence, Santa?
Oh, no, I always have Gaviscon.
Or does it depend on how many Brussels sprouts you have?
Oh, no, Derek, the Brussels sprouts will be for tomorrow.
Brussels sprouts and sausages.
Oh, yes. What do you call those? Pigs in blankets, isn't it?
Something like that.
Yes, I think so, yes.
And what does Noel eat, your friend Noel, the elf?
Oh, Noel, you see, he's a vegetarian now.
Oh, is he?
Yes, which is very hard in the North Pole because there's no vegetables up here. So we just have snow pie all
is
the time.
Is he there with you today? Because
oh,
we haven't
Noel
spoken
is here.
To Noel,
Noel
for
Noel.
Years.
Come in and say hello to Derek.
Oh, great, I'd love to talk to Noel. I'd love to talk to Noel.
Oh, how are you, Derek?
Hiya, Noel. How are you?
Hey, Derek, guess what? Guess what? Donald Trump's favourite Christmas carol is.
What's Donald Trump's favourite Christmas carol? I have no idea.
Kim Jong Merrily on High.
You sound like one of our elves, one of our leprechauns, rather, Noel.
Yeah.
Are you a leprechaun?
No, I'm not a leprechaun, I'm an elf.
Oh.
I've been an elf for about 70 years now.
What do you wear? What elves wear?
Well, our clothes.
Yeah, I know, but what kind of clothes do you wear?
Well, I wear a green suit and a red hat with a little bell on the top of it.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's lovely. You should get one for your own self for Christmas, because everybody likes to see a little elf go around the place.
Oh, Noel, it's lovely to speak with you again.
Well, it's lovely to talk to you too, because guess what? I'm the same age as Donald Trump. Would you believe that?
How old is that?
Nearly 1700.
Oh, wow, that's a big age.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I'll tell you something else about Donald Trump. What's the difference between Donald Trump and a Satsuma?
I've no idea.
They're both a little lounge and they give you the pip.
Oh, Noel, you're hilarious.
Okay.
No, will you put Santa back on, because we have some important business. Now, Evelyn Cockburn has come over to tell us what the weather's going to be like. Did I get that wrong? I'm so sorry. My memory's playing.
Hi, Derek. Hi, Santa.
Oh, hello. Is that my old friend,
hello,
Evelyn?
Hello, yeah. A little less with the old now. But
oh, well,
yeah,
my good friend, Evelyn.
I'm delighted to see Noel is still hale and hearty there. Great to see someone from Dublin up at the North Pole.
Oh, yes. Well, he came up here a long, long time ago and never went back.
Yes, he did. He's even longer working for you than I'm working for Matt Aaron. So
that's right.
Pretty good. Yeah.
And what about Gerald Fleming?
He's gone from us. Yeah, he's going to have a very happy Christmas.
Do you know
he's
who's
not
taking over from Gerald Fleming?
Not yet. We don't know
Donner
yet.
And Blitzen.
Donner and Blitzen. Very good, yeah. What's the weather like there? Is it snowy?
Well, it's minus 27 and it's snowing.
Oh, and it's plus 14 in Dublin.
Oh, that's unnaturally warm.
Mm-hmm.
That's unnaturally. So are you going to tell me about what the weather will be like?
So Well, Santa, I know you're meteorologically independent, aren't you? But I just want to say it's going to be very mild across Ireland and very wet. So it'll give the sleigh a good old clean there. So maybe put on the rain cover over the presents. Maybe, Santa, it's going to be very wet. And for the boys and girls, maybe leave out a towel for Santa, maybe to dry off.
A towel to dry off
a little bit. It's going to be a very wet night.
Evelyn, I called you. I'm so sorry.
That's
Evelyn Cusack,
right.
I am so sorry.
I would be honoured to be.
My mind was elsewhere. I do apologise. Evelyn Cusack. So will Santa make it through without, you know,
as I said, Santa is meteorologically independent, but for the boys and girls who are looking up to the skies, don't bother because they won't see anything.
Oh.
It's not a cloud. But that's just as well. I think it's better if they get a good sleep because they say sleep is very important and they need all their energy for tomorrow and the next few days. Because there'll be loads of fair weather to go out and play. And
what time should
Stephen's
they go to bed
day.
At tonight, do you think?
Well, Derek, it's always recommended about 7 o'clock for the under fives and then 8 o'clock for the over fives. And 9 o'clock for me. Half 9. I'm on the weather tonight.
You're on the news tonight.
Yeah.
And will you have a special Christmas tomorrow?
I'll be wearing my red jacket and lots of turkey and ham. So, Santa, I hope you drop me a nice book to read, please.
I will indeed. Thank you very much.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas to you, Evelyn.
Happy Christmas, Evelyn. Bye for Santa Claus.
You've got to say hello to Rachel.
I'll say hello to Rachel. Hello,
to Robert.
Rachel. To Robert. Hello, Robert.
And to Hazel Andrews. And to Conal Gallagher.
Oh, hello, Conal Gallagher. I know that Conal was down in Kerry earlier on this year, and there was a lovely photograph of him enjoying himself very much.
Well, everybody has a great time when they go to Kerry.
Of course they do, yes. It is the kingdom, you know.
Yeah.
It's the second kingdom that's the funniest place, the nicest place on the planet. Santa's kingdom is the first one, and then the kingdom of Kerry is the next one.
Yes, it is indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, Santa, it's getting very close to that time.
Oh,
I'm getting very nervous because that means I think you've got to go. I can hear the bells.
Well, Rudolph and all the reindeer will need packing up now because it takes me a few hours to pack up the sleigh. Derek, it was lovely talking to you and to Evelyn as well. And thank you for the weather forecast. So from everybody here at the North Pole, a very happy Christmas to you all. And I'll see you tonight in your dreams. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Santa Claus. Happy Christmas, Santa.
Happy Christmas,
Derek. Be careful delivering all those presents, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho,
don't forget
ho, ho.
Me, Santa.
I don't want much.
Ho, ho, ho. We're going to miss you till next year. Happy Christmas, everyone.
When I go to sleep, my door is always open. I leave it open because I really like to hear Santa's reindeers and see Santa. I saw them last Christmas. They were saying ho, ho, ho. They were a bit big. Their legs were thin.
We set up the cookies and milk and the carrots were the reindeers. And then when we woke up, they were gone.